Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Wealthfirst Portfolio Managers Limited's earnings call for Q4 and FY26. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah, Managing Director and CEO of Wealthfirst Portfolio Managers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us on our earnings call. Along with me on this call, we have Mr. Dhiren Parikh, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nishil Pandya, and Mr. Ajay Patel, our Head of Business Development, and SGA, our Investment Relations Advisors. We hope all of you have had a chance to review our financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our stock exchange and our company website. As this is only our second earnings call, I would like to begin with a brief introduction to Wealthfirst for those joining us for the first time. Founded over three decades ago and headquartered in Ahmedabad, our founding vision was simple but ambitious: to bring all financial products under one roof, researched by us, monitored by us, and executed by us, so that a client never needs to go anywhere else for financial products. Over the years, we have built exactly that: a comprehensive ecosystem spanning mutual fund, fixed income, bonds, direct equity, portfolio management, insurance, treasury solution, and advisory, where every product we offer has gone through our own rigorous research process before it reaches the client's portfolio. Our clientele today spans the full spectrum from retail individuals, salaried professionals investing their first savings, to HNIs, family offices, corporate treasuries, pension funds, cooperative bank, and institutional trust. Today, we directly serve more than 21,000 clients and over 6,800 client families, and it's a total B2C model and institutions through our own relationship team without any intermediaries or a distribution layers. We are proud to be the first independent financial advisor listed on the NSE and now also listed on the BSE. While our roots remain strong in Gujarat, over 30% of our business revenue comes from outside Gujarat, reflecting the trust and relationship we have built over the years. At Wealthfirst, our philosophy has always been anchored on trust, simplicity, independence, and doing the right things for the client. I will repeat this statement, like doing right things for the client, a couple of times. One of the defining aspects of our culture is that our relationship managers do not operate under revenue targets. This is something new in this industry I would like to emphasize upon. We consciously remove sales pressure so our teams can focus entirely on helping clients create sustainable long-term wealth. It's very important that clients should create their wealth. Obviously, then the company survives for a couple of decades. Our investment philosophy is equally simple. As portfolio becomes larger, they should become simpler, not more complicated. Every product we recommend must pass one important test. Would we invest our own money in it? Only if the answer is a clear yes, does it become a part of our client's portfolio. While these principles have guided Wealthfirst for more than 30 years, FY26 marks one of the most defining and transformative phases in our journey. This was not merely a year of business performance. It was a year where we laid the foundation for the next phase of Wealthfirst growth. Over the last three decades, we built trust. In FY26, we began building the future. During the year, we achieved several strategic milestones that will meaningfully strengthen our long-term growth platform. The first and perhaps the most significant milestone was receiving final approval from SEBI to establish our asset management company under the name Lakshya Asset Management Private Limited. From the date we submitted our application to the date we received the final license, the entire journey was completed in only 14 months. A reflection of the seriousness, preparedness, and conviction with which we approach this endeavor. With the formal license now in place, Lakshya AMC is a fully established and poised to commence operations. This is a major step towards our vision of building an innovation-led asset management platform in India. What makes this journey even more exciting is the founding team that has come together behind Lakshya AMC. I am proud to say that this is a team of four founders, myself, Mr. Sanjeev Shah, Mr. Rajan Mehta, and Mr. Sanjay Kachunde. Sanjeev, Rajan and Sanjay are the pioneers who built Benchmark Asset Management Company in 2001 onwards. From the group, ground up, and introduced exchange-traded fund first time in India. Benchmark launched several landmark products, including India's first ETF, Nifty Bees, India's first gold ETF, Gold Bees, and the world's first money market ETF, Liquid Bees. Benchmark was also India's first mutual fund house focused exclusively on passive and quantitative investing, a segment that has now become one of the fastest growing areas in the industry throughout the globe. Between the four of us, we bring together over a century of combined experience in Indian financial markets, in distribution, advisory, product innovation, and fund management. This is not a financial joint venture. It is a meeting of like-minded people who believe deeply in doing the right thing for investors. Lakshya AMC therefore carries with it the legacy of innovation that once transformed the way India invests. The same mind that built Benchmark from the ground up are now coming together again to create a differentiated, innovation-led asset management platform for the next era of Indian investing. Their association is a strong validation of our vision and long-term ambition. Lakshya AMC will also be among the first AMCs headquartered in Dubai, reinforcing our belief that globally relevant financial institutions can be built beyond traditional metro cities. Under the joint venture structure, the LPs invested approximately 41 crore, while the remaining money has been brought by the promoters, other promoters. The second important milestone during FY26 was receiving the IDAI license to operate as a direct insurance broker through the ICICI Insurance Broker Private Limited, which is wholly owned subsidiary of Belfast Portfolio Managers Limited. This marks our formal entry into both life and general insurance distribution and further strengthens our ability to provide holistic financial solutions to clients. Insurance has long been an integral part of our risk management philosophy. With WealthShield now operational as a licensed direct insurance broker, we are building this business through two complementary growth engines. First, our established B2C business. WealthShield has distributed life insurance to clients for many years, and this business now operates under the WealthShield platform, providing greater structure and scalability. Building on this foundation, we are gradually expanding into health and motor insurance for our existing client base through a dedicated team. Second, our B2B business and new growth avenue for the company. We have onboarded a dedicated sales team that is being scaled up to offer life and general insurance solutions to both retail and corporate clients, leveraging the trust and credibility WealthShield has built over the last three decades. Together, these two verticals provide WealthShield with a diversified and scalable growth runway, and we are encouraged by the initial traction across both. Additionally, under our existing PMS license, we have launched an index-based PMS tailored to NRI clients in the United States and Canada. This offering addresses a long-standing gap for a growing investor segment, and while still at an early stage, the initial response has been encouraging. Another significant development during the year was the complete reduction of our trading book to zero. As guided earlier, and a lot of feedback, we have been gradually reducing the trading book over the past several quarters. Historically, this business added volatility to our earnings profile. Exiting the trading book required our strategic intent to sharpen focus on our core recurring business and improve the overall stability, predictability, and quality of earnings going forward. From operating out of small 12-by-10 office with just three main members in 1992, now building a diversified financial services platform spanning wealth management, asset management, and insurance solutions, FY26 marks one of the most important chapters in WealthFirst journey. To summarize, WealthFirst has always believed in being an early mover, acting with conviction, and building patiently for the long term. More importantly, we have always believed in doing what is right for clients and investors. FY26 has been a year of transformation, expansion, laying a strong foundation for the future. We remain excited about the opportunities ahead and committed to creating long-term value for our all stakeholders. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Nishil Pandya, who will take you through the financial highlights, revenue stream, and operational performance in greater detail. Nishil.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Q4 and FY 2026 earnings call. I'll now take you through our financial and operational performance for the quarter and the full year. FY 2026 has been a transformative year for WealthFirst, not only from a strategic perspective, as highlighted by Ashish Vaik, but also in terms of strengthening the quality, stability, and sustainability of our business model. During the year, we remained focused on scaling our wealth management operations, improving revenue visibility, and building a stronger platform for long-term growth. For the full year FY 2026, our consolidated revenue from operations grew strongly by 28.7%, increasing from rupees 53.2 crore in FY 2025 to 68.4 crore in FY 2026. This healthy growth was driven by strong momentum across our core business operations, supported by robust insurance sales and steady net sales performance in our ARR asset. As mentioned earlier, our total revenues have historically comprised of three broad streams: business activity income, trading activity income, and other income. However, from Q4 FY 2026 onwards, we have merged business activity income and trading activity income under a single line item titled Revenue from Operations. This change better reflects the evolving nature of our business. While business activity income continues to remain the largest and most stable contributors to our revenue, trading activity income was inherently linked to market movements and included fair value adjustment on securities at the reporting date. As a result, it historically introduced volatility into our earnings profile. As highlighted earlier by Ashish Bhai, we have now successfully reduced the trading book to zero as a part of our broader strategy to sharpen focus on our core recurring business and improve the predictability, quality, and sustainability of our earnings. The capital released from winding down the trading book has been strategically redeployed towards capitalizing Lakshya AMC and supporting future infrastructure expansion and long-term growth initiatives. With multiple long-term growth engines now in place and a much cheaper, much cleaner strategic roadmap ahead, we believe our earnings profile will increasingly reflect the strength and consistency of our core business, resulting in greater visibility and lower volatility going forward. The third component of our income is other income, which primarily includes gains or losses from our investments in mutual fund, PMS, and AIF. While this is not a material contributor to our operating revenues, it continues to support the company's overall financial strength. On the profitability front, consolidated profit after tax for FY 2026 stood at rupees 38.3 crore as compared to rupees 34.1 crore in FY 2025, reflecting steady earnings growth despite strategic investments undertaken during the year. Coming specifically to quarterly performance, Q4 FY 2026 marked a particularly strong turnaround quarter for the company. Our consolidated revenue from operations for the quarter stood at rupees 16.5 crore as compared to loss of rupees 3.3 crore in Q4 FY 2025. This sharp turnaround in the quarter was primarily driven by strong insurance sales, steady net sales performance of our ARR asset, and the absence of significant MTM impact following the strategic reduction on our trading book. Profitability also witnessed a significant turnaround, with consolidated PAT rising to rupees 10.5 crore in Q4 FY 2026 as against a loss of rupees 4.3 crore in Q4 FY 2025. This performance demonstrates the operating strength of the platform and validates the strategic steps undertaken over the last several quarters to improve earnings stability and reduce volatility. Our cost-to-income ratio, excluding exceptional of rupees 1.5 crore in FY 2025 and AMC-related cost of rupees 2.3 crore in FY 2026, stood at 29.9% in FY 2026 as compared to 23% in FY 2025. The increase was primarily attributed to certain one-time strategic and growth-related investments, including BSE listing-related expenses, PMS renewal fees, SIF registration fees, elevated CSR obligations, and higher employee benefit expenses. Coming to our asset under advisory and management, total AUM stood at rupees 12,157 crore in FY 2026, resulting in a year-on-year growth of 4.6%. It is important to note that.
Yeah, I think call got disconnected. I'll continue. Our cost-to-income ratio, excluding exceptional loss of rupees 1.5 crore in FY 2025 and AMC-related cost of rupees 2.3 crore in FY 2026, stood at 29.9% in FY 2026 as compared to 23% in FY 2025. The increase was primarily attributed to certain one-time strategic and growth-related investments, including BSE listing-related expense, PMS renewal fees, SIF registration fees, elevated CSR obligation, and higher employee benefit expenses. Coming to our asset under advisory and management, total AUM stood at rupees 12,157 crore in FY 2026, representing a year-on-year growth of 4.6%. It is important to note that equity markets remained negative in the past one year. The AUM growth we have delivered is therefore entirely net sales driven, meaning real new money coming in from clients rather than market appreciation doing the heavy lifting. Our net equity inflows of ARR assets remained positive at rupees 386 crore during FY26. On an underlying flow basis, the business momentum has been strong throughout the year. Additionally, a 12-14% market correction specifically in Q4 FY26 compressed the closing portfolio valuation, which further impacted the reported AUM number at the year end. Our trail-based AUM, which includes mutual fund, PMS and NIF, stood at rupees 5,558 crores. Across the broader AUM, the other asset classes also showed healthy momentum. Fixed deposit AUM stood at rupees 234 crore, which is up 10.6% year-on-year. Bond portfolio AUM stood at rupees 4,014 crore, up 7.3% year-on-year. Direct equity AUM stood at rupees 2,272 crore, up 2.2% year-on-year. And our insurance book witnessed particularly strong momentum, growing 30% year-on-year to rupees 78 crore. On the people front, our organization continues to strengthen steadily. We currently have 87 professionals across the group, while RM count increased from 35 in FY25 to 41 in FY26. Importantly, nearly 80% of our relationship managers have over 5 years of experience with the organization, reflecting the strength of our culture, retention, and relationship continuity. On the AMC side as well, we have already onboarded around 9 professionals and continue to build a strong team across key functions. We have also established a dedicated office in Ahmedabad, which will exclusively house Lakshya AMC operations. We also continue to strengthen our client franchise during the year. Total client families increased 5% year-on-year to 6,889 as of March of 2026, with the addition of 311 new client families during the year. Overall client base also grew 5% to 21,746 clients, reflecting the addition of 987 individual clients in FY26. This growth reflects both healthy client acquisition and the strong trust stickiness we continue to build with our clients over the time. In line with our commitment towards shareholder value creation, we continue to follow a disciplined dividend distribution policy under which the company aims to distribute a minimum of 30% considered profit after tax as dividend. According to board, has declared a final dividend of Rs. 1 per equity share on a face value of Rs. 10 each of Q4 FY26. This takes the total dividend to Rs. 13 per share for FY26, which is approximately 35% of our overall profits. To conclude, FY26 has been a landmark year for WealthFirst. Alongside delivering steady operational performance, we have taken several strategic steps that significantly strengthen our long-term business foundation and position us for the next phase of our growth. With that, we would now like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parth Vasani from KK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Sir, I had some questions around AMC. So first of all, I would like to know how much have you invested in, you know, setting up an AMC so far? And do you expect any additional investments, you know, in the coming years?
As of today, we have already subscribed 60 crore rupees into AMC. The minimum net worth criteria is 50 CR. Almost 20% extra has been capitalized. And as of today, we do not see much money required at least for a year or something like that.
Just to add on that, a WealthFirst has subscribed 41 crore in that.
41, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Alright. So second question would be, when do you expect to launch your first fund? I mean, and what does the product pipeline look like, I mean, in the next 12 to 24 months?
How many months you say? 24 months.
12 to 24 months, how does the product pipeline look like?
We are filing our first product to the SEBI for approval by the 10th of June, not earlier than 5th to 10th of June. And as you said, I said in my presentation, all the products are innovative. I think not a single product which we are planning to come in the Lakshya banner will be me too or just to general purpose products. Yes, so it might take some time from the SEBI to approve also, because we believe the SEBI says there will be a couple of presentations with them to allow our products to launch. But our idea is coming to end, we should have at least 3 products on the floor.
Got it.
And again, I I would like to emphasize, if you do not want to create so many products in the market, the product, there is a gap which are the requirement of the investors. We believe accordingly that we are going to plan the products.
Correct. And also, sir, last question if I can ask. So, basically from the revenue side, I mean, you know, as this AMC and insurance business grow, so how do you expect the revenue mix to change over the long term, like maybe 3 to 5 years down the line? The revenue mix, how does it look?
So, insurance is already growing. If we see for the FY26, we got our license in second quarter. Insurance deliver top line of roughly around 7.5 crore for FY26. And we see insurance revenue in the same line. It will like pick up the traction in FY28, and it can be roughly around 15 to 20% of our total business revenue. AMC, once we start, we don't have exact ballpark figure right now, but once we start, we can say it will be also significantly contributed to our top line.
Understood, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. We will take our next question from the line of Rajvi Shah from Bright Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had 2 questions. The first one is, what are the growth expectations from the Wealth Shield insurance business over the next 2 to 3 years?
So the expectation is that we can grow in a range of around 20 to 25%. So as Ashish mentioned earlier, the idea, so Wealth Shield is already doing that B2C in the life insurance business. We'll try to do a little bit of cross-selling of general insurance, specifically health and motor in the existing client base. And we already have a dedicated team from the industry. We will grow our B2B business. So our expectation is we should grow minimum 20 to 25% in the insurance segment.
Okay, sir. And just one more question. What is the current size of the insurance team and how do you plan to scale it going forward?
So right now we have hired 6 people as we speak. We are expanding our team depending on the geographies.
So
they will also have, so over that they're also going to have a B2B business as well. So they will also recruit their POS and they will expand their team. So next 1 year on the Wealth Shield fund, we expect roughly around 15 to 20 people and they will also have their own POSPs over there.
Okay. That was helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and 1. We will take our next question from the line of Sakshi Pratap from Pratap Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. A few questions from my side. So firstly, can you share some details on your presence across India and your expansion plans going forward?
A good question. Ahmedabad, we have main business. We have opened the office in Pune, full-fledged office, almost 3 years before in Wakhar area. It is running very well now. We opened one office in Surat 6 months before. It has a 3 physical presence of our office. Fourth or fifth, we are targeting such type of inorganic growth or acquisition, which will be definitely outside of the Gujarat. At the right time, we'll announce it. That is our today, I can say. At the same time, this business, it is like a global investment center for India-centric money. And I believe too many physical presence are not much required, the model under which we are working. But still, we are having to 1 or 2 outside of Gujarat, very big market presence in coming few months.
Got it. So secondly, could you help us understand what the inventory balance is on the balance sheet?
As of 31st March.
So 31st March, including all the investments and everything, we have roughly around 134 crore. Out of that, 40 crore is the investment towards Lakshya AMC. Remaining is in like a cash or bonds form. Roughly we have around 27 crore of bonds inventory. Rest of the park in the money market funds.
Okay.
Which we start to realize for especially mentioned in terms of inorganic expansion as well as in terms of infrastructure expansion.
Got it. Got it. Lastly, the cost-to-income ratio over the last few years has been increasing. So what would be the normal or sustainable cost-to-income ratio that we can look at once the new business is mature?
On a sustainable basis, we are looking at a cost-to-income of less than 30. It will be in the range of between 20 to 30. Right now, we have taken some strategic initiatives in terms of setting up the AMC insurance business. So it is a little bit on the higher side. But once it will like start growing revenues, it will be in a range of roughly around 20 to 25%. That is the expectation. For the wealth business, it will be definitely between 20 to 25%.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for the detailed answer.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question. We will take our next question from the line of Vanshi Shah from EVNA Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
You are audible, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, I just had a couple of questions. How do you acquire new clients and how would you describe the stickiness of your client base?
Let Rajini answer.
Hi. So, as far as the client acquisition is concerned, our strongest and the most consistent source of new clients is word of mouth referrals. 80%, like basically more than 80% of our clients have been with us for over 5 years, some 10 and 15. We've seen that they themselves become like our best advocates. So, word of reference from there. Apart from that, what we do is we do IAPs. So investment awareness programs where we run corporate seminars, host knowledge sessions, you know, to professionals, doctors, lawyers. We never do like product pushing events, but we do more knowledge-based education first events where this data is very carefully managed and tracked. And this pool of clients do not maybe become our clients from day one, but over a period, those have about 50 to 70% conversion ratio for us. So this primarily has been our source of client acquisition for Wealth First.
I understand. And so I had one more question, it was a bookkeeping question. We see a non-controlling interest on the balance sheet this year. Can you explain what this relates to?
Yes,
so it is allocation towards our AMC business.
Sorry, sir.
Hello. Yeah, it is allocation towards our AMC business.
Okay, sir. Understood. And sir, one last question. Now that the trading book has been reduced to zero, how do you plan to deploy capital going forward?
As I mentioned earlier, we'll deploy into three areas. AMC, we have already capitalized 41 CR. We are looking for one inorganic expansion in the near future. Partly that will be utilized in the next 3 to 6 months. And part of that will also utilize for infrastructure expansion. That will be also in the Q3 of FY27.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much for answering my question and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Parekh from MK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I just had a query regarding the government bond. Now that the trading book is reduced to, you know, zero, so how will the trading bond be in our books and where will be the gain or loss or the transfer being booked in, will be booked in our book? Thank you.
See, government bonds are still today in the books. We said equity trading book, which was more volatile, that has been made to zero. And government bonds is our traditional business, as well as you know, wealth management, we have a large exposure our clients has given to direct bonds. Because we strongly believe, as a wealth practice, when direct equity bonds or a direct bond saves a lot of management fee, instead of a mutual fund, and particularly last 3 years, there is no tax advantage into mutual fund or a direct bond. Now, second party, most of the wealth managers are able to get subscribed the bonds, but difficult to get the exit of the bonds. That's why it is our endeavor, as well as our moral job also to provide the liquidity to the bonds. And Wealth First has been saved 30 years in the bond market. Today, our book is 27 CR as of 31-3-2026. And I think bonds, we believe the volatility is very low. idea is to keep the money, to make to provide liquidity to the investor, that is first. To make some money higher than the liquid fund, that is the two criteria for the bond market and bond investment. And the profit and loss will be routed to the
trading activities. But in the case of bonds, it will be very minimal because it will also have accrual interest on that. So there won't be any loss.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm because trading book on my, you have stopped only the equity side of the trading, not the bond side. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah for his closing comments.
Just a minute.
As we conclude, FY26 has been a year where WealthFirst did not just perform, it transformed. We enter FY27 with three strong pillars firmly in place. Our core wealth management business, which continue to grow on the back of trusted client relationships and a disciplined investment philosophy. Lakshya AMC now licensed and operational, backed by a founding team with a proven legacy of innovation. And WealthShield, our insurance booking business, building both B2C and B2B franchising with early encouraging traction. In addition, our index-based PMS for NRI clients in the USA and Canada addresses a gap we identified and is off to a promising start. Each of these is a long-term opportunity in its own right. Together, they make WealthFirst a meaningfully more diversified, resilient, and growth-oriented platform than it was even a year ago. We remain deeply committed to our founding philosophy, doing the right things for clients always, and we are excited about the road ahead. At the same time, India's ongoing financialization journey continues to create a significant long-term opportunity for the wealth and asset management industry, and we believe we are well-positioned to participate in this growth. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today and for the continued interest and support towards WealthFirst. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of WealthFirst Portfolio Managers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.